Hello, and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats boys soccer coach Joe Hadar, who has seen his team start off the 2023 season at 6-0, posting shutouts in each of the last four matches. I caught up with Coach Hadar this week to discuss the hot start to the season for the program.
We definitely have brought a lot of talent back, and we've been able to fill in some of the gaps that we've had. And so it seems like things are going pretty well that way. One of the funniest things is our assistant coach, Coach Murtha, was telling the boys that just bring the ball down to your feet and start playing with your feet on the ground, just passing the ball on the ground. And that has helped the possession game fantastic, where it's a pretty straightforward thing to do, but to be able to do it is something, you know, where you have to have the talent level and you have to have that experience playing the game. And so I think that that's been really one of the key things. And that was one of the things that we talked about at the beginning, of trying to learn from the game we lost last year. Where do we need to improve? And I think that was what we saw. And so we're still working on that. It's good to see the tactics that we're now getting into pretty advanced. I think that we're looking pretty good. And that's overall, and I've talked to Coach Beach about this too, is we want to be teaching better soccer. We want them to be playing better soccer. Sometimes you're not going to win the game. Sometimes we can outshoot somebody the way we did in the recent game. It still ends up a really close game because of the way the sport is.
Coach, where would you attribute the success most to on this team with the four consecutive shutouts that have been posted coming into play next week?
One of the key rules in soccer is that the last man on the ball doesn't lose the ball. Our last defender in front of the goalkeeper. And so far, we've managed to do that. So if we manage to lose the ball in our attacking third or even in the midfield, then that gives us a chance to defend behind the ball, regroup. And so that really helps us when it comes to stopping the other team from scoring. And then really this freshman class, they're a group that has a lot of experience playing soccer. So Carson Rubel is in goal, has just been solid. Freshman goalkeeper, we're not really asking him to make exceptional saves, just make the simple saves that we want you to make. And you can see four shutouts in a row, he's been doing that. So that's another positive. And overall, in our sport, you know, it's a give and take sport where the longer we have the ball at our feet and we're passing it around, that's just like defending. And so that's really why we're working on doing that.
The match against Storm Lake, the most recent matchup, featured top battle in the state. It was a 1-0 win at home in overtime. Just take me through that 1-0 victory on Tuesday.
A good win. And again, I felt like we dominated the statistics. I felt we dominated the possession. But you got to get the ball in the back of the net. And they were able to pack it in the penalty area and keep almost their whole team behind the ball. And they were going to get their chances, and they almost won it. They had the ball in the back of the net before we did, and that call was close. Carson had his hand on the ball and on the ground, and I've told him that means you have possession of the ball, and that's the way the referee saw it. We don't always see it the same way, but I was glad that we got that call. We ended up again with double-digit corner kicks in that game, and finally we did get one where it felt the foot of Nolan Gustafson with a nice assist from Trevor Beach. And Nolan's shot finally went through the sea of legs in front of goal and into the goal. So you know, that was good to see, and that was good team play. Usually only one, maybe occasionally two guys will get an assist, but really a couple guys probably deserve the assist on that winning goal. And you know, I think we went into the overtime feeling like if we didn't make a mistake, we could win the game. And we definitely wanted to win it before it got to penalty kicks.
A couple of postponements this week. Do these few extra days off, at least from matches playing against other teams, is that going to cause concern a little bit in disrupting the flow of how this team is playing right now?
No, I don't think so. I think we were looking at playing six games in 8 days, so it became four games in 8 days. And we come right back and always feel like the high school schedule is pretty intense. 15 soccer matches in a month and a half means that we're going to have these weeks where we've got four matches. And, you know, you're asking somebody to run 5 or 6 miles in a night, a lot of sprinting in that 5 or 6 miles, and then getting kicked and knocked over and a lot of physical contact. So, you know, when we get the breaks in action, it's usually by this point in the season after six games, everybody can use a night off and just heal some bumps and bruises. and feel better about their recovery. So no, it's not a problem as far as being prepared for Fort Dodge on Monday and moving forward in the season. But yeah, it would have been better to play them for sure.
Just want to get your thoughts going into next week, as you do have two matches at least currently scheduled right now with Fort Dodge, and then you're going for the second time to face off against a Webster City team, which that was a pretty close one to begin the season.
Yeah, Webster City's good. Fort Dodge, you know, we've got sort of rivalries built up with those teams. For a long time, both of those squads were able to beat us. And so now the last couple years, we've been on the winning side. And they don't like that, which is understandable. They're both talented teams. Fort Dodge plays in the CIML. So got experience against generally better opponents, more physical opponents. So it's going to be a tough game on Monday. It always is. And then turn right around in Webster City, going over there. It's a really tough place to win a soccer match. A lot of respect for their program. You know, Craig does a great job over Webster City. They're going to be tough. They're one of the teams that's going to be challenging us for the conference championship again this year. And whatever happens, though, we're going to learn something from those games. It's nice to have those rivalries and have matches. That's what you want.
Well, Coach, I want to appreciate you taking the time with us here at 97.7 The Bolt, and want to wish you best of luck upcoming week here of more soccer. Hopefully with some good weather as well.
Yeah, let's hope we get some better weather. So thank you, guys.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys soccer coach Joe Hadar. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Main. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.